as we all know, in one paragraph from any of our precious Kadampa books, there's so much meaning in one sentence, even in a word. Do we take the time to train in contemplation? Because that means contemplating again and again the meaning. Until, I think that word is so important, until. So we keep contemplating until the meaning touches our heart. Until the meaning has touched our heart, we haven't contemplated enough. That's the sign that our heart's touched. And we'll know that our heart is touched. So that means our mind moves. Something happens in here, not up here, in here. Our mind moves, it changes. Our heart, there's beautiful words actually. Our heart is touched. Any way you can think to yourself about that beautiful phrase, we contemplate again and again the meaning of that line, of that paragraph, of that page, of the precious instructions, until it touches our heart. Venerable Geshe has been saying this for so many years, and he's emphasizing it in this text by calling part one, training in contemplation. So I'm encouraging all of us, sincere Kadampas, all of us, to take this instruction to heart and to think. I think if we really think about the meaning, if we contemplate this instruction on contemplation, we'll make a determination to contemplate until the meaning touches our heart. If we don't make that decision, we won't contemplate. And Geshe-la tells us later, the purpose of training in contemplation is to make the meaning of the instructions touch our heart. So I think we need to contemplate that sentence. The purpose of training in contemplation. So we're talking about our training in contemplation. The purpose of training in contemplation is to make the meaning of the instructions touch our heart, so that we can easily make progress in training and meditation. So there's a lot to learn about the connection between contemplation and between training in contemplation and training in meditation, which will become clearer and clearer as we go through these instructions and through our own practice. But contemplation makes the object of meditation appear. So if we don't contemplate, the object can't appear. So how can we engage in training and meditation without the object appearing clearly? It's through our contemplation we appear the object to meditate on. If we do not sincerely practice training in contemplation, our Dharma understanding will remain only intellectual. So I think we know that. And Geshe-la's addressing our difficulty without us even asking. Because intellectual understanding of Dharma doesn't solve our problems and doesn't make us happy all the time. So if you're thinking, I've been listening to these teachings and doing my best for years, but my mind still doesn't feel very peaceful. I don't feel I'm solving my problems. So that means our problems of anger, uncontrolled desire, and self-grasping ignorance. And because I'm not peaceful most of the time, I'm not happy most of the time, it's because our understanding is intellectual. Not touching our heart. So Geshe-la's saying, if we do not sincerely practice training and contemplation, our Dharma understanding will remain only intellectual. So this I think for us in the modern world, where all of us are well educated, you know, with no choice, education's compulsory for everybody. We are so used, we're trained actually, in taking information at an intellectual level. And we have to be so wary that we don't do that with Buddha Dharma, which is why Geshe-la's warning us, encouraging us, that without training and contemplation, our understanding will remain intellectual. It won't touch our heart. Our mind won't move. So although we agree with the teaching, we love the teaching, we understand on some level the teaching, it isn't affecting our life. Because by not training in contemplation, it's not touching our heart. So Geshe-la says, thus, so if our understanding remains only intellectual, that understanding, intellectual understanding, has no power to solve our daily problems of uncontrolled desire, anger, and self-grasping ignorance and other delusions. Understanding this, we should apply great effort to sincerely practice training in contemplation.